The Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I don't know how you feel, but I feel a little bit like Sunday, but even much better because there is no rush, at least for me, to have another and another Mass. We can really enjoy staying here at the morning with Jesus in the Eucharist and this Thanksgiving feast here at the church, but also having in mind that this afternoon we have another feast with turkey, with mashed potatoes, with cranberry sauce and all these other goods. Thanksgiving Day is for all of us to give thanks for what we have, and sometimes even to give thanks for what we do not have and recognize that really we have enough. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorified God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Story that we can tell to others. I also have heard, it's not my story, I have heard about a young woman who, because of her job, had to go to another country for an extended period of time. And it happened that on Thanksgiving Day, she was there without any possibility to travel back to the States for this special day. And of course, as an American woman, she could not imagine not having Thanksgiving dinner. And she called her mother for all the recipes, for all the instructions how to prepare this Thanksgiving dinner for her and for her friends. And of course it started with the problems, not in the kitchen, but at the store. It looks like not in every country of this earth we have stores full of turkey at the end of November. It was a problem even to buy turkey without even thinking about sweet potatoes or cranberry sauce. But finally, she could prepare something that was not very traditional Thanksgiving dinner, but something that was close enough that they could have this dinner together with her friends. Most Americans abroad try to come together for this holiday. It seems that they are drawn by something more than only the necessity of eat turkey and all the stuffing and casserole at the end of November. They appear to have this in their instinct, in their heart, in their memory and mind, that they need to give thanks. Thanks to God, and give thanks to each other, because we usually think about giving thanks to God, and it is of course something very positive. We are giving thanks for many blessings that God gives us throughout the year, but we also are giving thanks to the people who are around us, our family, our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors, people from our communities, small groups like, for example, parish group. We give thanks to them because really we need others to be fully human beings. We are human beings alone, of course, but we are better human beings together with others. Humans are built to depend on one another. We will be able to get along without a particular person, but we always need others to grow, even to survive. Someone has to provide food for us. Everyone needs teachers, doctors. There cannot be industry without workers. And although people are paid for their services, we still are grateful to them for work that is done well. We also give thanks for the source of all the benefits we enjoy. And we recognize this source in our Creator, Creator of the earth, of the human beings, of everything what we have, what assists to us. Today's readings, they are talking about giving thanks. In our Gospel, we see this one man coming back to Jesus to give him thanks for restoring his health. And Jesus is praising him for doing that. Jesus is praising us today also for our act of thanksgiving, our act of giving thanks. In our bulletins this last few weeks, we were asking you to bring some food to the church for this Mass, for the blessing. I checked more or less, and I do not see a lot of food that you brought with you. But that is okay. We will take this blessing with us. We will take this blessing to our table when we start to enjoy this today's meal with our family, with our friends, with our maybe neighbors. We put this blessing on all this food that we will enjoy this evening or this afternoon. But also, we would like to take this blessing to every table in our area, to every food that we helped to donate to our neighbors who are in need, especially to our community outreach. We take this blessing to every table in our neighborhood, and we pray together, God most provident, we join our all creation in rising to you, a hymn of thanksgiving, through Jesus Christ, your Son. For generation upon generation, peoples of this land have sung of your bounty. We too, offering praise for the rich harvest we have received at your hands. Bless us and this food which we share with grateful hearts. Continue to make our land fruitful, and let our love for you be seen in our pursuit of peace and justice, and in our generous response to those in need. Praise and glory to you, Lord God, now and forever. Amen.